Hello, welcome to the University of Reading Research Stories. A new piece of research published in the journal Science Express provides the first observational evidence of satellite data to confirm the link between a warmer climate and more intense tropical rainstorms. In this episode of Research Stories, we speak to one of the authors, Dr. Richard Allen, from the Environmental Systems Science Centre at the University of Reading. Hello, Richard. You've recently got a paper in the journal Science Express. Can you describe the research to me?
Yes, sure. Well, we were obviously motivated by the importance of how changes in rainfall in the future are going to impact humanity and also economically as well. And so we were really interested to see if we could understand a bit better or validate the climate model predictions a bit better using the available observations that we could find. So we used 20 years of satellite data to really examine how rainfall extremes respond to warming. And obviously we can't look at the what happens in 100 years' time because we haven't got the data for that period. So we have to look at the present climate to try and understand how rainfall changes in response to natural fluctuations in the Earth's temperature. So we looked at the periodic warming and cooling over the tropics that are related to the El Niño Southern Oscillation. And we tried to assess if we could find in the models, the climate models, and also the satellite observations, where there was a link between changes in extreme precipitation and the changes in the temperature over this period.
So what did you find?
Well, we looked at the data and we found a distinct increase in the intensity of rainfall as tropical temperatures rose, and again a reduction in the frequency of these heavy rainfall events as the temperatures diminished over the periodic warming and cooling cycles in the tropics. And one good point to come out of the study is that we found that both in the models and the satellite data, they were both showing this distinct link with the warming and cooling over the El Niño cycles.
So what does this actually mean?
Well, in the first case, it means that it's a way of validating perhaps some of the climate predictions of changes in rainfall, that the models have for a long time predicted that global warming will be associated with more intense precipitation, although conversely also more droughts, because regions away from these heavy rainfall events actually appear to be drying out in the models. So this is a good way of confirming some of the predictions that were being made by the climate prediction models.
In your paper, it says that the models have possibly underestimated the amount of rainfall that is going to occur in these tropical regions in the future. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we looked at these data, and qualitatively they looked very, very similar, and we were quite pleased with the result. But then we looked in a bit more detail at the responses we saw, and we found that when we tried to link the changes in rainfall to the periodic warming and cooling, we found that the response to the warming, for example, appeared to be substantially larger in the observations than seemed to be being showed by the models.
So why do you think you found this to be different than what is shown in the models?
Well, one reason is that we're looking at a higher time frequency of data. So we're looking at the daily data in the models and also in the satellite data. So as everyone's aware, the rainfall happens in reasonably short bursts on the daily timescale, rather than what's often looked at as monthly mean statistics of what's going on. So previously there had been some past work which is beginning to show that possibly models are underestimating the response of tropical rainfall. But we wanted to test this in a bit more detail, looking at the present day variations and looking actually at the timescales more relevant for weather, so as in looking at daily timescales. And I think so looking at this particular analysis seemed to give us a slightly different angle on how rainfall really was changing and responding to the warming and cooling.
So now we know this, how can we plan for the future if we know that there's going to be more increased rainfall in some of the tropical regions in the future? How do you think this information will then help us?
Well, there's been a great deal of research summarised in the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change in terms of how we adapt to changing climate. And the IPCC has for a long time been showing that increases in the intensity of rainfall are a likely occurrence of global warming. Obviously, this will affect things like flooding, flash flooding events. It will affect agriculture in terms of crops, and also there are health implications as well. But in terms of planning, I think before we really use these results to say, hey, what can we do about it, I think we need to really be sure that this discrepancy between the models and the data is a real discrepancy, or whether there is some limitation to the satellite data that we've overlooked so far. So I think in the first place, we need to make ourselves really sure that this discrepancy is true by conducting more research using newer satellite data and other ways of looking at the climate and precipitation.
Richard, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For more information about this and other research going on at the University of Reading, please see our website, www.reading.ac.uk/research.